Queen Anacaona. In 1474, Queen Anacaona was born in Yaguana, which is now modern-day Lyon-Gain, Haiti. Yaguana was the capital of Zaragoza, a heavily populated kingdom which was also very prosperous. Anacaona means golden flower in the native Taino language. She was the younger sister of the king of the Zaragoas, Bahicio. In 1494, Christopher Columbus visited the Zaragoa kingdom for trade and was met by Anacaona and the king. Anacaona was seen as an equal negotiator with the king. She and her brother was able to successfully and peacefully negotiate trade with the Spaniards. She was held in high regard with her people even before she became queen. Her legendary beauty and leadership made her popular and memorable. She would later marry the king of Maguana, Kyle Napa, which helped expand her influence over the Taino people of Zaragoa and Maguana. After she married Kyle Napa, he was kidnapped by Christopher Columbus's troops and deported to Spain. He was accused of leading an attack on La Navidad, a settlement on the northern part of the island for the Spanish. Kyle Napa died on the ship sailing to Spain. Meanwhile, Queen Anacaona was able to escape death by leaving Maguana and returning to her home in Zaragoza. Upon arriving to the island, the Spanish began to dominate and conquer the Taino people. Led by their queen, the Taino stood and fought for their land and their freedom. Zaragoza was the only remaining kingdom that the Spanish had not overtaken, but that would soon change. In 1502, Spain shipped a new governor to the island, Governor Nicolas Ovando. Upon arrival, he brought with him 2,500 Spanish troops. In 1502, Governor Ovando requested a meeting with Queen Anacaona, which she kindly accepted. The meeting evolved into a reception by Anacaona and the noblemen of the Zaragoza. During the reception, Anacaona and her noblemen were ambushed by the governor and captured. All of the noblemen were killed, and Anacaona was taken to Santo Domingo, where she was killed by hanging at the age of 29. Queen Anacaona was fierce and beautiful, a queen of many talents and a symbol of freedom. She was known for her ballads, poetry, plays, and ornaments her royal court often displayed. She was the first known woman to be of significance amongst the Taínos. She stood in solidarity with her people to death, even after being offered a position as a concubine for the Spanish. Anacaona was the first of the Taínos to fight out the Spanish conquerors when they arrived on the island of Hispaniola. Although she was defeated, she will always be remembered as a brave warrior and a champion of freedom. Revered by her people because of her fearless actions and leadership, she is often thought of as a myth rather than an actual historical person. Queen Anacaona, we proudly stand on your shoulders.